Throughout the years, there have been some who have argued that the resurrection is really a figment of the imagination of the apostles and those early disciples. The theory that they put forth is that these people who followed Jesus while he was alive were so disillusioned upon his death and so embarrassed by the fact that they had followed him and that they had invested their hope in him that they concocted a scheme of proclaiming that he had risen from the dead and that he was alive. Now, the counter argument to that theory has been that if they were really inventing this story, it would have seemed more likely that those apostles, those early disciples, would have presented themselves in a more positive light. Almost unanimously, those early apostles were characterized in the Gospels by men of great fear, afraid that they too would get caught up in the same thing that happened to Jesus. Also, they were characterized by lack of understanding. They present themselves as people who really did not know, did not understand what the Lord Jesus was trying to teach them. And yet, when the Feast of Pentecost comes, there is a total transformation in these frightened, somewhat cowardly men. There's also transformation in their understanding. Suddenly, the ones who did not understand were filled with wisdom and given the ability to go out and proclaim this Jesus as the Lord and the Savior of the world. They may have been frightened, disillusioned men, but they became powerful proclaimers of the Lordship of Jesus Christ and the hope that we have through him. As I look at the readings for this morning, I saw what seemed to me to be two very dominant themes. One of those themes we find in the gospel, where Jesus says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." That theme of being sent. Sent to do what? Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. Jesus saw his ministry as a ministry of bringing forgiveness, a ministry of bringing healing. It was not unusual for him to forgive sin and then to heal the physical illness of the person. But in a sense, everything he did, his dying, his rising, was all about bringing healing from our sinfulness. And so it should not surprise us that Jesus left us a sacrament of forgiveness, a sacrament of healing, so that that work of bringing forgiveness and healing could go on through the centuries. And that we know as the sacrament of reconciliation. And in some circumstances, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. The other theme that comes out so strongly is the theme of unity. In that first reading, those various languages. And the reading goes to some pains to talk about where all these people were from. And yet, at that moment of the outpouring of the Spirit, regardless of the language the person spoke, they heard the message of those apostles. They knew what they were saying. From the diversity of language, the Spirit brought unity. The exact opposite of what happened at the Tower of Babel, when the one language was dispersed, now the many are brought back together. If you go to Paul, that second reading, he talks about how, I think I should read it, that might help me. He says, as a body is one, though has many parts, and all the parts of body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. We were all given to drink of the one Spirit. What is he saying here? He's saying that that Spirit, which is the bond of unity between the Father and the Son, has been poured out upon us, and that we have all been given that Spirit. And therefore, that Spirit is forming us into one body, forming us as members of Christ Jesus. And because of that, division, hatreds, prejudices, those must be unknown among us. We must constantly strive for unity. We must constantly strive to love, to care for, to respect one another. Because it is the one Spirit that has brought us together. It is the one Spirit that fills our lives and our hearts. It is the one Spirit that is trying to form us into the image of Christ Jesus. Therefore, we cannot afford to be divided. We cannot afford to live with prejudice or hatreds. We must strive to form that one body of Christ, which is the work of the Spirit among us. The one thing that divides us or causes our divisions is sin. It is the sins that we commit. The sins we commit as individuals, the sins we commit as communities, these are the things that cause division among us. Again, Jesus sent his Spirit to bring healing and forgiveness so that we can be formed into the one body of Christ. God wants us to live in his image. And we firmly believe, and we will celebrate this event next week, we firmly believe that God is Father, Son, and Spirit. That he is three brought into one. God wants our lives to also be characterized by unity, by oneness, so that that same Spirit can more and more form us into the image of God.